Since last July, works have been ongoing at five different locations between Killigarden and Castlefin on the National Primary Road, Donal. And at least two of these locations, there has been significant flooding on the road, and it has been a danger to road users. So I very much welcome that funding has been allocated and work has been done in those locations. But at least two of those other locations, nobody from the locality can remember any flooding being on the N15 at those locations. But there's been significant works being going on since last July at these locations to strengthen the bridges underneath the National Primary Road. Yet, we have at least two points in the middle of Castlefin on the National Primary Road where properties, businesses have been flooded in the last 3 years, and in some cases twice in the last 3 years. But there's been no funding allocated to those, and it's a very perilous situation for the homeowners and for the business owners in the middle of Castlefin, because they're faced with a situation where if they're flooded again, then they'll have to shut their doors and they won't be able to remain open, because obviously they're not insured anymore. So if they're flooded again, then...
We know in some instances the government, when asked to provide support for a particular project or a particular area, answers by giving an accountancy for the entire area and saying, oh, we've spent X hundreds of thousands of euro in the Castlefin area, ergo we're doing enough. Your argument is they're not doing it in the right places.
That argument doesn't stack up, Donal, because I think we need a wee bit of joined up thinking here. The argument from the TII, who are overseeing the improvement projects on the N15, is that they're not allocating funding to Castlefin because Castlefin's covered by the CFRAMS project. But, I mean, Castlefin didn't receive funding under the first tranche of CFRAMS, so the people who are living in the middle of Castlefin that are being flooded are left in a state of limbo. And it just, I mean, when we've had these five projects come the whole way down from Killigarden down to Castlefin, and the last project now that they've started is just outside the town boundary of Castlefin, and the people who live in the area are asking, well, why not come the extra couple of hundred yards and fix the problems in the middle of Castlefin once and for all and give people a wee bit of peace?
And could it be that Castlefin isn't getting money under CFRAMS because, according to the government's accounts, the TII is spending all its money in Castlefin?
Well, we would hope not, because look, we're resting everything on the CFRAMS report. We were unlucky in the first tranche of funding. Thankfully, Lifford got a huge injection of funding, but the people of Castlefin and the Twin Towns and other areas were bitterly disappointed that we were left out of that. But we really are resting now all our hopes on Minister Boxer Moran and the department that they will look favourably in Castlefin under the CFRAMS project, because that really is, that's the last chance saloon for us, really. We need that injection of funding to prevent this flooding from ever happening again and to keep those homes and businesses open.